From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's freezing. Freezing.
And get ready for freezing. A major cold wave is on its way, bringing with it a good chance of snow on New Year's Eve. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to talk about where that cold is coming from in just a bit. Also, how cold weather is changed by our geography as it moves around the region. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast. How is it shaping up?
Well, today's shaping up quite well. The last showers are moving out, and people will see sun today. Temperatures will get up into the lower 40s. Wow, that's going to seem warm in a few days. So today's a very nice day. Now, Saturday is going to be the transitional day. An upper-level trough will be approaching, and it'll start clouding up. So, you know, we'll start okay, but as the afternoon wears on, it'll get pretty thick in terms of the clouds. And then we're expecting some precipitation over Saturday night into Sunday morning. And here's the problem. The temperatures are going to be cooling at the same time. And so I think that later on Saturday evening into Sunday morning, it'll be cold enough where the precipitation is heavy enough to give us a few snow showers. And we could even get as much as an inch of snow. Now, I think that's going to be localized within the Puget Sound Convergence Zone, somewhere north of Seattle. So Seattle to Everett, that area, I think, will be the hot spot. There'll also be a chance of getting some snow up towards Whatcom County. I'm not expecting anything heavy, but I think there's a good chance that we'll get half an inch to an inch of snow, especially north of the city, before it ends sometime around breakfast on Sunday morning. So people have to be aware of that. It's not going to be any kind of big snow event, but the roads could get a little bit of snow. Fortunately, the roads are relatively warm because we've been, you know, in the 40s. So I don't think there'll be a lot of ice issues on New Year's Eve. That's very important. Then, as the storm moves past, we are going to get a surge of very cold air over our region. This is going to be impressive. This will be the coldest air and the most sustained cold air that we've had in probably 5-6 years. So next week, I expect the highs not to get much above freezing. So we're talking about on, you know, Monday through Friday, the highs will be somewhere around freezing. Lows will get into the low 20s, maybe even the teens in the colder areas. So we're talking about a real serious cold spell for us around here. But the good side of it is that we'll have a lot of sun during the day. We're going to get offshore flow, easterly flow, that's going to be extremely dry. So it'll be cold and very dry and sunny during the afternoons.
So this is going to stick around for quite a while. Where is this coming from?
Well, the cold air is coming from British Columbia and up into Canada. And so, you know, we're getting basically offshore flow of air coming down from the continental interior, very cold Arctic air that'll be moving over us. And it'll be driven by easterly flow from the east. And that's where the terrain comes in.
Yeah. So how is it affected by the terrain?
Well, you know, generally, terrain helps protect us from the coldest air. And here in Western Washington, that's going to be true to some degree. If you think it's going to be cold here, you should go to Eastern Washington. There, the temperatures will be below zero during the evenings. It's going to be extremely cold there. So the terrain, first the Rockies and then the Cascades, tend to block the coldest air. So we have like a double stage protection. And this cold air is so deep that some of the cold air is going to be able to get over the terrain. And then the coldest air that reaches us is actually going to get to us through some of the narrow valleys through the Cascades. Probably the most important one for us is the Fraser River Valley, which is an almost sea level conduit, not quite sea level, but it's a low level conduit between the interior of British Columbia, which gets primo cold air, and here in Western Washington. And that's why the air in British Columbia tends to preferentially get down into Bellingham and Whatcom County. It gets there first through the Fraser River Valley. Some cold air will also come through the Columbia Gorge. So the terrain is very, very important in letting the primo low-level cold air in. And then there's the water. The water acts to moderate the air. So as the cold air goes over the warmer water, and keep in mind the water is about 50 degrees this time of the year, it starts getting warmed and modified. And as that happens, you get instability that forms as cold air goes over this warm water, and we get these clouds, these cumulus cloud streets will develop, and you'll see that on the satellite pictures next week.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy. Stay warm.
You too. Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.